Now, a group of anti-human trafficking groups has a warning for people who give credibility to QAnon. In an open letter to candidates, the media, political parties, and policymakers, the groups say that anybody who lends credibility to the conspiracy theories about human trafficking actively harms the fight against human trafficking. They also call people to condemn those theories and lies and say that people should hold themselves accountable. The letter's been signed by survivor groups, researchers, service providers, religious organizations, and others. Our guest organization didn't sign on to that letter, but agrees that QAnon has been harmful in the fight against human trafficking. Kat Jacoby is the public relations and program coordinator for Fierce Freedom. They're based in Eau Claire and work against human trafficking in the U.S. and throughout the world. Kat, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first, human trafficking is a real problem, but not in the way the conspiracy theories suggest. Before we get into the theory, can you give us a sense of what's really going on?
Right. So what's, you know, as you said, it is really harmful to be propagating these false ideas and this false picture of what human trafficking is. Fierce Freedom has been working for over a decade, you know, in this area to be educating about what it really does look like and who the actual victims are. It can be, you know, the disenfranchised, like people who are in addiction are often very vulnerable to it. Runaways, youth in foster care are also heavily targeted. You know, and so much of this is also now happening online. So, you know, we're talking about people on the fringes of society, but we're also talking about, you know, the fact that there's been a huge increase in the amount of sexual exploitative images, CSAM. According to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, because of COVID and the intersection there, you know, kids are at home. They're starved for outside contact. They're spending more time on their devices. And there are actually, there are reports to the cyber tip line, and they went up, you know, more than 90% of sexual abuse material from January and June 2020 from the same period last year. So again, a lot of this is, a lot of what it actually looks like is online, or it's, you know, people that are on the fringes of society, but they're being pushed into greater straits of vulnerability.
Now along comes QAnon, and part of its theory relates to human trafficking, and they've used the hashtag Save the Children to try to bring people on board. What, I guess, wrong messages are they sending?
Yeah, so basically, they claim, to my knowledge, they claim to be sort of a political informant, and it's basically the fight of against trafficking, like within the higher political sphere. So they're saying that all these politicians are involved, and that certain parties are, you know, to blame for it. However, that's not the case. And this is a bipartisan issue that historically has seen support from both sides across the board. People are supporting, it's a human rights issue. And so, yeah, they're spreading misinformation. And, you know, even Polaris came out, which runs the human trafficking hotline. And they said, you know, we're getting all these false reports of information. And we are doing, you know, our utmost to connect real survivors with real resources. But this flood of misinformation that they're being inundated with, you know, saying it's political, saying it's this conspiracy theory, you know, there's all this conspiracy with it, is preventing the survivors and the victims from even getting the help because they're having to kind of sift through that. So it's really having effect in a lot of different ways, and it is really harmful. And even I kind of want to share a quote because we've really kind of looked to the survivor community, people that have actually walked in this and have lived experiences. Woman who is a sex trafficking survivor, Christy Croft, she said, "It's really infuriating when you have survivors who have lived experience and are working full-time in this field and have helped tons of survivors saying, actually, that's not quite right. And then you have someone with no experience and no professional expertise with a whole day of internet research on unverified sites telling you, you don't know your own life." So I think, again, it's just, we're just really encouraging people to, rather than, you know, sharing posts, just do a quick, you know, make sure that that is a verified source. And, you know, not thinking that it is an expert source, because there is a political undercurrent there. And there is the bias there. It's, yeah, this is not a political issue. It's a human rights issue. So.
Talking to Kat Jacoby with the group Fierce Freedom. They're based in Eau Claire and work against human trafficking in the U.S. and around the world. She says conspiracy theories about about human trafficking, child trafficking that are spreading through the internet and into the real world, often under the banner of QAnon, are actually getting in the way of real world efforts to deal with real world human trafficking. Kat, talk about good resources out there. If there's somebody out there thinking, hey, this sounds like a bad problem, I want to find out more about it, I maybe want to help, what are the good places, the good sources of information you'd point people toward?
Yeah, there's a lot of great organizations out there. So like I mentioned, the Polaris Project runs the human trafficking hotline. We resource that one a lot. Shared Hope International does a really great job, and they're kind of on the legislation side of it. And that's something even, you know, going forward, we're so distracted and divided by because of QAnon and because of these conspiracy theories. We're not focusing on the fact that we do need to pass legislation in our state, like the Safe Harbor Act, you know, that would protect and prevent children from being charged for prostitution. Right now, we can actually put minors in jail for prostitution. And the federal definition of trafficking is that anyone that's under the age of 18 is legally, that they are not a prostitute, they are being trafficked. And so we need to be focusing on, you know, passing this kind of legislation. We're a little, but we're, you know, years behind other even neighboring states. And, you know, so yeah, going to those, again, going to those reputable sources, Polaris Project, Shared Hope International, you can even resource us, Fierce Freedom. We're doing our best to educate, and we have worked with, you know, over, about 65 victims we've been able to identify in the last 2 years.
And Kat, you mentioned that the people who are victims of real world trafficking, often at the fringes of society, maybe runaways, you mentioned addicts as being another vulnerable group. What kind of things could be done to help them out and hopefully keep them in from being trafficked in the first place?
Yeah. So I think that in this letter, the letter, actually, I reached out to that group because I think that letter really spelled out some things moving forward that we should actually be focusing on. And so, you know, better aftercare. And so like, and well, initially, I guess preventatively, we do need more housing, you know, support for youth that are sort of in the gaps and on the fringes. Also maybe trauma-informed care for the vulnerable youth who are out there. Many of them, you know, in foster care situations have come from an abusive situation, and they like, it's basically like they have a target on their back. So definitely looking at that prevention and also education work. That's something we're trying to do, and training law enforcement to recognize it, you know, better data collection so that we know the scope of the problem to get funding where it's needed, so that we're able to say this is the scope, and you know, having that aftercare that is trauma informed, I think would make a huge difference. And then again, with having a safe harbor act passed in legislation, I think would make a huge difference as well, because when youth are being put in jail for prostitution, and they're actually being coerced by somebody else, this goes on their permanent record, and so it's very difficult for them to move forward to get a job, and to really be successful. So we're not really setting them up for success. So yeah, you know, a combination of good legislation, better aftercare, and better data collection, I think, is really good and key going forward.
All right. So Kat, on one hand, you've got this wild conspiracy theory that sounds like something out of a movie that has, you know, this group of powerful bad guys. And you've got these real world solutions that I think are have a proven track record in a lot of places, but they don't sound fun and exciting.
Yes.
give a pep talk to people to like weigh those and go in the right direction.
Yeah, thank you. I understand that the whole QAnon and the conspiracy theories is a little more like exciting and Hollywoodized, and it sounds like, you know, something that is out of a movie. However, when we're focusing so much on that and the fake version of what this actually looks like, we're totally missing the picture, the actual picture, and what's going on within our sphere of influence. It could be, you know, your child who's being groomed sexually online, you know, on their tablet or on their phone, and you could be completely missing it because you're too busy looking at these larger kind of fake conspiracy theories. And again, it is harmful because you're spreading misinformation. And so the real survivors, you know, are not getting the help that they need. And so it's actually, we're too busy putting out those fires and trying to redirect to what it actually looks like. We're not able to help victims.
Kat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kat Jacoby is the public relations and program coordinator for the Eau Claire-based anti-human trafficking group Fierce Freedom. We talked to her about how the QAnon conspiracy theory is making it harder to fight actual trafficking in the United States.